Florida. Looks like a doozy, doesn't it?
Yeah, Category 5 level hurricane that's supposed to touch down in Tampa Bay sometime today. Hopefully, everybody's evacuated out of that area right now. They had the mayor of Tampa Bay, Jane Castor, on CNN yesterday. Listen to the message that she gave the people of Tampa.
Helene was a wake-up call. This is literally catastrophic. And I can say without any dramatization whatsoever, if you choose to stay in one of those evacuation areas, you're going to die.
Imagine your mayor telling you that if you stay at your house, you will be dead. And they've done some simulations of what Florida and Tampa Bay and the coast there is going to look like once this hurricane touches down. It looks wild. If any of the simulations are even remotely true, they're talking about 12 to 15 feet of water just like coming through the town, going to wipe away houses, buildings, everything. People were stuck on the highway yesterday for hours and hours and hours trying to get out, and it's going to hit sometime, they say, this morning.
It's going to be a crazy thing to hear your mayor, you know, come on whatever platform and say something like that. I remember, like, you know, what it sounded like when Nenshi, you know, jumped on all public platforms back in 2012, 2013, whatever the floods were, and told everybody just to get to high ground if you were down in Mission or Bowness or something like that, right? And that was jarring. Never mind your mayor coming out and saying, like, get the hell away from this storm or you will die.
And, you know, we're so lucky in Calgary to, you know, not really have to deal with these kind of things on a day-to-day basis, like hurricanes and tornadoes and stuff like that. But it's affecting more than just Florida. Like, they were saying Cancun and parts of Mexico are going to get hit as well, and that's actually impacting a lot of Calgarians right now.
Yeah, I feel like we probably shouldn't have to announce something like this, but if you do have a flight to Cancun this morning, it's canceled, as was the one yesterday, and as are seemingly any for the foreseeable future. WestJet announcing yesterday, like, hey, flights to Cancun, not just from Calgary, but from Toronto, called off. You can check WestJet for all the updated details, but who would even want to be flying to Cancun this morning?
If you check Twitter and you, like, start going deep into these stories, you got people who are seeing, you know, Category 5 Hurricane Milton about to wipe out Tampa Bay, and they're like, well, what about my Disney vacation that I've been planning? Well, that's probably not going to happen right now until this thing passes, but there is a lot going on with this hurricane. I was also reading, you know, about all the Canadians that are heading down to this area to try to restore power and to help out. They're doing it in South Carolina, North Carolina from that past hurricane. They're going to be moving their efforts over to Tampa Bay and Florida once Hurricane Milton leaves to help out. It is neat, though, you know, when the world has some sort of catastrophe like what's going on right now in Florida, where everybody just puts their hand up, including Canadians, and just goes, like, how can I help right now?
It'll be wild to keep our eyes on CTV today from
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ92 rocks.
Visit Shoppers Drug Mart today for the bonus redemption event. Get more for your PC Optimum points in store and online. Restrictions apply.
You've been injured, you've been hurt.
Accidents can happen at any time.
Don't know who to call?
Call Diamond and Diamond. We are on call